This is Sound Effect on 88.5 KNKX. I'm your host, Jennifer Wing, and imagine you walk into a room filled with complete strangers, but everyone's there for the same purpose. They are there to snuggle up and to cuddle. These so-called cuddle parties, they truly exist. And maybe this is not your thing, and maybe the thought of snuggling with a stranger, cuddling with someone you don't know, makes you want to run screaming in the other direction. Well, you are not alone. It's definitely not for 88.5's Ariel Van Cleave, but Ariel is always up to challenging her fears and her phobias. So Ariel set out to take part in one of these cuddle events, and she's with us now. And Ariel, why don't you explain what these things actually are? What is a cuddle party?
Right. Okay. So a cuddle party is a space for people to gather. Typically, it's in someone's basement, their house. Nobody knows each other. They're put together by a facilitator, and it starts this conversation about consensual touch. And one of the big parts about this is that it is non-sexual. This is for comfort and for connection. And, you know, just because the word cuddle is in the title, it doesn't mean you need to actually cuddle. There's, you know, foot massages, there's back rubs, sometimes there's the occasional spooning. But really, it's also for folks of all ages as well.
Variations of cuddling.
Absolutely, okay. Yeah.
Why did you decide to do this?
A lot of good stuff has been going on, like a lot of external things have been going well. Got a good job. I love the city I'm living in. Got some good buddies. But then I started thinking, okay, let's focus on the inside stuff and figure out what's going on in there. And started to realize that one of my big troubles is actually people touching me.
And when did this begin?
This is becoming a therapy session very quickly. I would say probably high school is when it really started presenting itself. So this has been a while. And I kind of hit a breaking point and decided that was enough. So I figured, okay, what's the most extreme thing that I can do to get over it? And turns out cuddling was the way to go. Yeah.
So the way that you feel about touch is kind of the way that someone who, say, is afraid of heights might feel if they're walking across a tall bridge or something.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it. In fact, my best friend Andrea can explain it real well.
I've studied you over the last 8 years, and I'd say that you are someone who is very a pleasure to be around, but you kind of keep people at arm's length.
Okay.
I think on an intimate level, like personal space. I think there's arm's length. I don't think it's like a 10-foot pole, but there's definitely a strong arm's length in there.
Okay, so she's completely right, and I hate that she's right. And it really is a bummer having your friends know that this is a problem that you have.
Okay, so we need to clarify that you didn't actually go to one of these cuddle parties. Mm-hmm. You kind of skirted around the edge a bit.
I didn't go to one of the cuddle parties. I'm actually not brave enough to go to one of the cuddle parties, it turns out. But I went another route. There are these one-on-one cuddle sessions that you can do. There's this woman named Lashana Williams, and she owns a business called The Cuddle Club over in West Seattle. And she is actually a professional cuddler. So I scheduled an appointment with her.
What was it like when you first walked in?
I thought for sure I was actually going to throw up or maybe run away.
Oh, Ariel.
I know.
That's a terrible feeling.
I know. But I knew that I had to go in. So I kind of let personal Ariel just shut down for a second, and professional Ariel grabbed all of her recording equipment and walked inside. I was greeted by this giant dog, this English Mastiff, just huge beast of a dog named Whitman. And I loved the dog instantly. But then Lashana says hello and reaches her arms out and gives me this beautiful bear hug that was really nice, but I also really hated it. So that was a thing.
When you say you hated it, can you describe how that physically manifests in you?
I tensed up instantly, just real quick. And she could feel it as well. But I also tend to talk a lot when I get nervous. And so I was doing a lot of that, asking a lot of questions. And then finally she was just like, okay, let's go ahead and go into the cuddling area. And she just directed me toward this little room. And, you know, it smelled really nice in there. There was music playing. There was like bean bags. There was a couch. There was all this stuff. It was a very comforting place. So I started to relax just a little bit.
I bet, LaShawna, she must have experience dealing with your type of anxiety and panic.
Right, yeah. I was definitely not the first person that walked in and straight up tensed up as soon as she touched them. And she was actually telling me that all sorts of different clients go in there for all sorts of different reasons.
Sometimes it's people who don't like being out in public and don't like large groups. They don't meet people. So they're like, oh, I just want to hug someone. I just want someone to hold me. Sometimes it's someone after a breakup. I have several clients going through transition who are learning their bodies. Several clients who are survivors of sexual assault who are just relearning a safe touch.
It's very intense and important what she's doing. She's not forcing anyone to touch. It really is a matter of what you're comfortable with, what you want to do. It really is whatever works for you.
Sometimes I read. Sometimes we just lay there. Sometimes we talk about our life. A lot of sessions are silent. You know, a lot of it can be meditative for people. You know, sometimes people are crying.
Do you think you sort of met the opposite of you when it comes to comfort and the comfort level with human touch, that you truly are at the opposite ends of the spectrum in terms of being odd couples?
Yes. And I think also that there's a comfort even in that, walking in and understanding that I could recognize that she was much more comfortable, much more prepared for this situation than I was, and just relaxing into that and knowing that it was safe.
Yeah. And so did you actually go through with this?
I did.
Ah, tell us about it.
So as soon as we were done chatting beforehand, I turned my recorder off, tried to make myself be present and in this situation again. For about 10 minutes, I was awkwardly sitting on the couch next to her. And then finally I was like, you know, I'm here. I got to do it. So I said, can I put my head in your lap? And she said, absolutely. And then she said, can I massage your head? And I said, absolutely. And so we sat there, or rather I laid there for 40 minutes, just talking, chatting, having a nice time. And she just massaged my head. And I just, it felt like a slumber party almost with a close friend.
Huh. Yeah. You had just met her.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So how do you think you did?
I wasn't totally sure, so I thought that I would actually ask LaShawna, just because I had a lot of feelings as I was going through this whole thing.
I think in the beginning you were like, okay, I'm doing this, and your body was still like, oh yeah, we're doing this. And as the time went on, you relaxed into it, and you could feel your body sort of say, we're here, and let go. How do you feel?
I feel super, super relaxed and like surprised at how relaxed I am. Just, you know, I was assuming that I would tense up, like I'd be fine with it, and then I wouldn't at some point. Like, that's kind of what I was waiting for. I almost want to pay it forward. I'm going to be going to bingo later tonight and seeing a lot of people. Mm-hmm. They're going to get touched a lot, which is going to be awkward for everyone.
You surpassed all expectations. That's great. It's been a couple weeks since you went to this official place and cuddled with a stranger, a professional cuddler.
Mm-hmm.
How are you feeling about all this now that you've had some time to reflect?
Well, I will say I'm glad I did it. I have definitely been considering going again, just because it's like a nice, slow way to get comfortable with the idea of someone actually touching me and get rid of this anxiety over time. I've become a cuddling ambassador in a way.
In what way?
I keep telling everyone else they should be doing it too. Everyone's horrified when I mention it. And I say, oh, don't knock until you try it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want a hug right now?
Mm, no.
No. Okay. All right. thought I'd ask. Just putting that out there. All right. 88.5's Ariel Van Cleave sharing with us her experience of going to a professional cuddler. Thank you so much for sharing your journey with us, Ariel.
Not a problem. Thanks.